Dilma Rousseff is out. Brazil's first female president has finally been officially ousted by the Brazilian Senate at the end of her impeachment trial. Lawmakers voted 61-20 to remove her from office. Many Brazilians are heaving a collective sigh of relief, but it won't take away the uncertainty about their future. Will Carlos reports from the capital, Brasilia.
On the vast green esplanade in front of Brazil's iconic Congress building last night, a small crowd cheered Dilma's political demise. Supporters in front of Congress, like 26-year-old Victor Nascimento, said her impeachment will start a much-needed cleanup of Brazilian politics.
A reformulação tem que ser completa, tirado.
The reformation needs to be completed, he says. They need to take them all out, from the first to the last. There's too much thievery going on. But earlier in the day, in a small, homely restaurant a couple of miles away from Congress, 62-year-old Tia Zélia didn't see anything to celebrate.
Meu preto, esse impeachment aí.
That impeachment, she said, that's just a way for them to mistreat poor people. Because the government of the PT, Dilma's Workers' Party, that's a government for the poor. Zélia has a unique perspective on what happened in Brasilia over the last few days. She just happens to be a favorite cook of Dilma's mentor and predecessor, former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who everyone here calls Lula. She remembers fondly cooking and delivering Lula's favorites to the presidential palace.
O que é que eu cozinhei para Lula? Rabada. Buchada.
I made him oxtail soup, buchada, a sort of cooked bag of goat's entrails, chicken cooked in blood, Maria Isabel rice with sun-dried meat, and deep-fried stuffed cassava balls. Zélia is the support base for the Workers' Party personified. She's a hard-working woman, originally from the northeast of Brazil, a vast, poor region that's less developed than the southeast. And she said she has family in the state of Bahia who literally owe their lives to Lula and Dilma.
Agora mesmo minha família na Bahia não tá morrendo de sede.
Right now in Bahia, she says, my family is not dying of thirst because Lula brought electricity to them. Dilma gave them water tanks. They have to pay to feed their cattle, but the cows drink the water from the tank that they gave them. When the rains come, the tanks are full of water, and there are even trucks that deliver water. It is to people like Tia Zélia that the Workers' Party must now return. This once dominant political force has won Brazil's last four elections, but Dilma, seen as isolated and arrogant, ushered in Brazil's worst recession in 100 years. And along the way, she lost the respect and support of her peers in Congress. She didn't eat Tia Zélia's food either. Zélia said her northeastern favorites weren't to Dilma's tastes. She prefers food from down there in the south, where she's from, Zélia said, not a little dismissively. Lula, on the other hand, well, he just knows what's good, Zélia said. And Lula still enjoys support like this across the country. A recent poll showed him way ahead of the other possible candidates, with almost 30% of the vote. When Dilma made her last impassioned speech to the Senate on Monday, a fellow journalist in Brasilia wryly remarked that Lula would have had the whole Senate weeping. Dilma, the former revolutionary, kept her chin up and her eyes dry. So Lula remains the great unknown for the future of Brazil. He left office, termed out in 2010, with record high approval ratings. But he's eligible to run again in 2018. Of course, like most of Brazil's politicians, he's got to fight off his own criminal investigation first. Prosecutors in Brazil's vast Petrobras corruption scandal are seeking charges against him. But to Tia Zélia and millions like her, none of that matters if Lula's on the ticket in 2 years' time.
Se Lula voltar 2018, não tem para ninguém. Não tem para ninguém, não tem ninguém. Não tem para ninguém, só tem para Lula. Se candidata a Lula.
If Lula comes back in 2018, nobody has a chance, she said, to the delight of her diners. Nobody has a hope except Lula. The people will vote for him because he's human. He's just different. He knows. There's nobody in the world like Lula. And will you cook for him again, do you think, I ask? My goodness, of course. That's the first thing I'll do. There's not even a speck of doubt. For the world, Will Carlos, in Brasília.